Next up, we go to our great storyline in Wallingford, Connecticut. Tom, you're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, George.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, geez, I've been listening to Coast for the past 8 years, and let me tell you what, it's an honor to talk to you.
I'm glad you have been a part of our family, Tom.
Hey, listen, I got a story that I think you might find interesting.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was about 11 years old or so, my parents used to bring me up to Woodstock, Connecticut, to a campground up there. Most people came to the campground on Friday as opposed to Thursday. It just happened to be my dad's work schedule that we were able to go there on Thursday.
Just to get ready for the weekend, I guess.
Right, yeah. He was able to take Friday off, so we left on Thursday, left the house on Thursday. I'm bored to tears. You know, there's nobody around, nobody to talk to, because nobody shows up till tomorrow night. So one of the things that we used to do as kids was we would hike around the lake. There was a nice fishing lake there, and we would hike around the lake. And, and it was a nice moonlit night, and I decided I'm going to take a walk around the lake because I got nothing better to do.
All by yourself, right?
I'm sorry?
All by yourself?
Oh, yeah. No, it was just something that we'd been going there for so many years. I mean, we've probably been going there since I was probably, 6 years old. So it was just a common thing that we did as kids, it probably took about an hour to walk around the lake, not a big deal.
Yeah.
One night, that night in particular, it was a Thursday night, and I was bored to tears, like I said, and, there was nobody around. I said, I'm just going to go for a walk around the lake. It was a beautiful night. I mean, stars, the moon was shining. I mean, it was just beautiful. So, I decided I'm going to take a walk around the lake. Now, I made it about halfway around the lake. And the whole time, my dad always told me, don't be afraid of nothing at night because there's nothing there at night that isn't there during the day. So there's no reason to be scared. So I always walked with confidence. You follow me?
Sure.
And I swear to you, I felt like there were – you ever feel, I get that feeling where someone's looking at you?
Yep.
And you're in a room and you feel like someone, you turn around, there's somebody staring at you. Well, I feel like someone's watching me.
You can feel the eyes on you.
I can feel it burning in my back. And I'm walking down the trail and I stop and I'm listening for somebody behind me. There's nobody behind me. So I keep walking and, oh my God, I swear to God, there's somebody behind me. I swear there is, right? So I stop and I'm listening. And I notice that there isn't a cricket cricking, there isn't a friggin', the woods is dead silent.
And it should be noisy.
It should be very noisy. I should hear frogs croaking, crickets cricketing,
Fish jumping in and out of the lake, everything,
yeah, that
right?
That sort of thing. And all of a sudden I get a fear of dread over me like you wouldn't believe. So I take off back from my tent, and I'm running, and I'm running, and I'm running. And I made it back to my tent in lickety-split time. And I get in my tent, and I jump into I get in my sleeping bag, and I pull the sleeping bag over my head, and I look at my watch. I had one of them blow watches that
uh-huh.
were popular back then. And it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and I left at 11 o'clock at night.
Where'd the time go?
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know, George. I've been dying to tell you this story since I've been listening to you.
You think you might have been abducted?
I can't say. I don't remember seeing anything. I don't remember hearing anything other than what I've explained to you.
Any nightmares later?
I'll tell you what. It's funny you ask. I have night terrors. Every time... If I move or if I travel, if I go to a hotel or if I'm sleeping at like my brother's house or a relative's house or what have you, I get night terrors, even in my own house.
You want my take on this, Tom?
Sorry?
Something happened to you and you've blotted it out. Whatever it was. That's what I think. What do you think?
I would say you're the expert, so you're the first person I've ever really talked to about this.
Now, the question is, would you take hypnosis? Would you go under a hypnotherapy course to find out what happened?
I think that's in line because the night terrors have been getting worse. I think that would be in line, yeah.
Go to a Dr. Bruce Goldberg on our website in the archive section.
Okay, I'm going to write that down, Bruce Goldberg.
Bruce Goldberg. Send him an email. He'll probably have a hypnotherapist out there in Connecticut that could help you.
Wow, that's dynamite. That's really
And
dynamite.
Then I want to know what happened, all right? So follow up with me.
I guess I just leave an email on your on your site.
Absolutely, and then we'll get you back on the show.
All right, thanks a lot, George. I really appreciate you taking my call.
I think that's probably what happened to you. Something, whether you are abducted by aliens or something else, something is causing you to blot out 6 hours of time. And that's a mechanism in your brain to protect you. And maybe through hypnotherapy, you should find out what it is, especially if you're having these night terrors.